This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration is designed to prepare students to lead in the social sector by combining classroom learning with field education and five focused pathways. The final deadline for the program is April 1st. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Lavez, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is again sidestepping questions about the future of leadership at Chicago Public Schools. WBEZ and the Sun-Times have reported Johnson has been pushing district CEO Pedro Martinez to resign. And now there's potential for major turnover at the Board of Education. Johnson today would not address that conflict directly. Instead, he spoke broadly about his vision for fully funded schools.
I was elected to fight for the people of this city. And whoever's in the way of that, get out of it.
The political fallout comes as district leaders and the mayor's office disagree about how to pay teacher pensions and contract disputes with the teachers' union. A federal judge is declining to toss out part of the corruption indictment against former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. My colleague Dave McKinney reports Madigan defense lawyers wanted the government's racketeering, conspiracy, and bribery case against him to be largely dismissed after a ruling this summer by the Supreme Court. The high court redefined a federal bribery statute to decriminalize payments or rewards to state officeholders as long as they weren't trading official government action for favors. Judge Robert Blakey today left intact the 23-count indictment against Madigan. The judge said it would be up to a jury to decide if there was a quid pro quo between Madigan and people wanting his support for legislation while allegedly doling out no-work contracts to his allies or steering business to his law firm. Jury selection in this case gets underway on Tuesday. A Cook County judge says a man convicted of the 2011 murder of Chicago police officer Clifton Lewis will be released from state prison. Alexander Villa was convicted in 2019 and sentenced last year to life in prison, but his attorney unearthed alleged prosecutorial misconduct, including hiding evidence from defense attorneys. Now, last year, Cook County prosecutors dropped charges against two other defendants. This afternoon, they dropped charges against Villa. Attorneys for Officer Lewis's family voiced objections at the hearing. Users of the traffic app Waze are being reminded of Illinois' move-over law when there is state police activity on the road. Waze and Google are partnering with the state on a new early alert system for traffic stops, crashes, or other state police matters. State police will detail the activity and then send it to the Google Cloud. Waze then displays map icons, and it alerts drivers to slow down and move over. Sanjay Gupta heads the Illinois Department of Innovation and Technology and says more than 3 million people have already received these alerts.
Innovation does not always require a new solution that starts from scratch. Instead, leveraging existing tools in new ways often can have a broader, faster impact.
State police say two troopers have been killed since 2019 because of violations to the move-over law. Illinois' major natural gas utilities, including Peoples Gas and North Shore Gas, have rolled out the state's first ever income-based discount program. My colleague Juan Pablo Ramirez-Franco reports several discount rates are available to Illinois households that are at or below 300% of the federal poverty line. Daniel Schneider is a supervisory attorney at Legal Action Chicago.
If you're a Peoples Gas customer and you are at the lowest of the low, in terms of income, you'll be entitled to an 83% discount on your gas bill.
At the high end, a household of four earning over $93,000 a year is entitled to a 5% discount. Gas customers eligible for these new discounts can still apply for LIHEAP. That's the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program. Sunny skies today, a high in the low 70s, clear tonight and chilly, a low in the upper 40s, and sunny and warmer tomorrow with a high in the upper 70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Lavis. Thanks for listening.